Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week of just the communist march on, and we just fucking stand there and watch it. It's also the 17th day of December, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. And all of us aren't standing there watching it, I don't guess. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 28 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 32 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And clear and cold, the pressures come back down. We're supposed to get snow in a couple more days. It's supposed to drop back down and start snowing. I hope so. And so far, you know, we're getting some snow in the mountains, and we got a chance at breathing at least until June, maybe. We'll see. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Oh, we're going to jump into our fucking slavery to a foreign nation. Congress approves $200 million for Israel's missile defense needs. Really? Fucking Israel is a better economy than ours, those world fucking thieves. Here's another tax on you for your fucking masters over in fucking Tel Aviv and fucking Jerusalem. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Congress approves $200 million for Israel's missile defense needs. Well, of course. We're just a colony of the fucking kikes, so I guess we're supposed to pay our tribute to these motherfuckers. It is our duty to throw down our fucking lives in front of our fucking masters. Our duty to be slaughtered as fucking goyim, cannon fodder for these motherfuckers, and so they can pile up more fucking trillions and work on their fucking, take over the world through their Ottoman Empire. Anyway, this is from the Free Beacon. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Congress approved $200 million in funding for Israel's critical missile defense programs as part of the annual U.S. defense spending package, according to a review of the legislation that was approved earlier this week. So we're getting $200 million toward that I'm having to fucking pay part of, to fucking kill Palestinians when I fucking know that they are people that have been invaded, that the goddamn Israelis are fucking monsters, that they're warmongers, that they're unspeakable fucking monsters. Look at the Talmud. The National Defense Authorization Act, the sprawling yearly spending bill, allocates $108 million to Iron Dome, Israel's chief defense against rocket attacks from Hamas and other Iran-armed terror groups. No terror group. So you're the fucking terrorist, you son of a bitches. You routinely cross fucking borders without declaration of wars. You bomb fucking other countries without declaration of fucking war. You have created a fucking nuclear arsenal without being a part of the goddamn, UN fucking, nuclear arms treaty. You did it, but fucking somebody else tries to make something, a bomb to fucking defend themselves from your kike asses, and you got to God, you sick your fucking lap dogs in fucking Washington on them. Well, we ain't working for your fucking lap dogs no more, motherfuckers. We know who we are, and we know who has to be fucking destroyed if there's ever going to be peace on this fucking planet. Iron Dome's Israel's self-defense against rocket attacks from Hamas and other Iran-armed terror groups. Fuck you. This funding will allow Israel to procure the components necessary to keep Iron Dome operating in the face of mounting regional threats. Some of that money will also make its way back to the United States since the system relies on components made in the United States. We created, our technology created, we created Iron Dome straight out and fucking simple and gave it to the fucking Israelis. The worst fucking enemy that this fucking planet has. Everybody on this fucking planet has. And that, there was a thing like, it was probably been 6 or 8 months back where America was starting to show interest in Israel's fucking Iron Dome. Yeah, fuck you, we built it. And these dirty little kike bastards are going to try and fucking claim that they created the technology. They ain't fucking smart. They're just fucking slimy and fucking ruthless. You didn't create shit. David's sling, which is designed to intercept enemy planes, drones, and ballistic missiles such as those fired by Iran. David's sling. It was created here in the United States of fucking America. How about America's fucking giveaway to the fucking kikes? Why don't you call it what it is? And if it is a defensive fucking weapon made so that missiles can't land and kill fucking civilians, why didn't you put one in on the Gaza Strip? Why ain't you got one on the fucking East Bank or whatever in the hell it is? Why don't you got one in every fucking country in the middle fucking East if it's completely defensive so that nobody can kill each other? No! What you're doing, you fucking using the might of the United States with these handful of fucking kikes can fucking try to build their Ottoman Empire to take over the world and enslave the fucking world. And you're not going to get it. You're not going to get away with this shit. Because you are taxing United States fucking people, unlawfully taxing, by the way, because you are not going through the due process of law necessary to take one fucking cent from an American national. And you're handing the fucking produce of our fucking sweat over to these fucking kikes. Who are the aggressors of the world? And the whole fucking world knows it. There's just a handful, just like this 12 to 20 fucking percent. And every country a part of the international court, you know, the elitists. Oh, they're telling you this how wonderful fucking is. Fuck Israel. They're fucking invaders. They're parasitic fucking slime. Fuck, a David sling. Shove it up your ass. Which is designed to intercept enemy planes, drones, and ballistic missiles such as those fired by Iran. Is slated to receive $30 million. We're over there fucking paying for the defense of a foreign fucking country while our own people sleep under fucking bridges in the goddamn wintertime with their fucking children hungry. We got to take care of our Jewish masters, right? You gonna accept that shit? Because that's why it's going on, is because you allow it. The Arrow 3 upper tier interceptor system, which is capable of destroying a ballistic missile in space, was given $62 million. The founding of all of these defense systems will provide a future bulwark against Israel's enemies. And goddamn, that's all that counts in my goddamn life is Israel's fucking enemies. How about we seal our fucking borders? We remove the fucking United States from... First, we get rid of the fucking United States unlawful fucking corporation created in violation of the highest law of this fucking land. The People's Law, ratified December 15, 1791, in particular the 9th and 10th fucking articles. Let's get rid of these motherfuckers first. And then we'll get rid of our fucking enemy, and our only fucking enemy is Israel, because they are the ones who have, the Israelis are the ones who have infiltrated The and well, they have become an occupational fucking government through fucking infiltration into select fucking positions of power in violation of the ninth article of our fucking People's Bill of Rights. You cannot create a power to force me to give anything to Israel but my middle fucking finger if that's what I want to give them. We're not Israel's bitch. Hey, bitches over there, we're not your fucking bitches. And when this fucking fight goes down, you are going to be fucking eliminated as the world scourge that you fucking are. Which continue to develop their own advanced weapons. Oh, yeah, they continue to develop their own. You didn't develop shit. Everything you've got, you've stolen. You've stolen so much of our fucking technology and sold it to fucking China. You've fucking taken our fucking weaponry that has been handed over to you fucking free gratis on we the fucking taxpayers and most of us that fucking hate your fucking guts. And you've handed it over to fucking Iraq for the first fucking Desert Dust One so that they could kill our fucking people with it. You fucking slime balls. We know what you fucking are. And hey, this isn't some kind of thing where we, you know, there's a cult and somebody's, nobody taught me to hate fucking Jews, but Jews. And I do's hate you Jews. Weapons primarily with Tehran's assistance. Fuck you. Continue to develop, weapons primarily with Tehran's assistance. The money will also help Israel maintain Iron Dome and its other systems created by we. It was made on your dollar, people. You've developed that technology, and you fucking financed the fucking building of the Iron Dome, and you took it over there and you handed it to your fucking masters. Well, you ain't my masters, you tyke motherfuckers. After they were severely strained in May of this year, when Hamas fired thousands of rockets at civilian targets during several weeks of violence, fucking bottle rockets. You look and you see where one of their bottle rockets lands in fucking Israel. There's a goddamn maybe a 1 foot by 1 foot little fucking space knocked out of the fucking pavement. And then you look and you see where those goddamn Hellfire missiles coming from fucking United States and those F-16s come from the United States when they were dropping phosphorus fucking bombs on goddamn the Gaza Strip and burning little children and killing little children. You fucking nasty, rotten, fucking evil bastards. Civilian targets during, they were hitting civilian targets. Oh, bottle rocket. Two Israelis got killed. 20,000 Palestinians got killed. Oh, it was a terrible fight for the Israelis. Poor Israelis. You poor Israelis. God damn it, must be fucking such a bitch for you. They're sitting out in goddamn chairs with fucking a cooler full of beer. Fucking sniping goddamn people on the other side of the fucking fence who are trying to get back to their homeland. You thieving motherfuckers, that's all you're any good for. You're thieves. And you will be fucking prosecuted as thieves. Make no mistake about it. You will go down in history as the dog shit you are. And it's time your history fucking ends. Representative Doug LeBourne, Republican Colorado, there's your good Republicans looking out for you. America first! Who spearheaded the funding initiatives and ensured they remained in the final version of the NDAA, told Washington Free Beacon that it is important to prioritize Israel's missile defense in the face of the mounting democratic opposition. Well, we're not a democracy, motherfucker, and we're not supposed to be going around the world fucking forcing other people to be either. This is a goddamn republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual, with a bill of rights that makes the people the supreme, superior, absolute jurisdictional authority in this fucking country that you motherfuckers are in blatant violation of. You're a pack of fucking criminals, and you need to be dealt with as such. Democratic opposition to such programs. House Democrats on the party's left... left, right. Fuck all your left. There is no left. There is no right. There is no conservative. There is no liberal. There is no fucking Republican. There is no Democrat. It's just law. There's not. And right now there's not, but there's fixing to be. You son of a bitches, we have to have the law. We have to have the law to save ourselves from the fucking Jews and their fucking Zionist fucking ambitions to be the fucking controlling world power through their fucking empire in the Middle East. It ain't gonna fucking happen, Napoleon. You got it? Party's leftward flank have become increasingly vocal in their opposition to U.S.-Israel security operations. Well, these are the communists. And you know, they're going to play the fucking, what the hell, the controlled opposition. But when it comes to a vote to give the shit to the goddamn Israelis, you watch the fucking numbers. 99-0. Every fucking time. And if fucking Netanyahu wants to fucking take the United States into war, well, fucking 99-0, he can do it. We don't even have, I mean, that's a fucking treaty they made with that son of a bitch. Well, I ain't fighting it, and I don't know nobody that's gonna. We'll hand you motherfuckers over to them. And I don't care if, man, I hate getting on Israel. Ayan Omar, Democrat, Minnesota, and Rashida Tlaib, well, I should be calling what they are, Communist Michigan, two of the House's most vocal anti-Israel antagonists have sought to block military aid to Israel and have brought many other Democrats to their side in recent years. You ain't done shit. You played like there's an opposition. Like there is, because you know the majority of the people out here do not want this. Fuck Israel. Fuck Israel. We're fucking watching everything we have being taken from us. We are being treated like fucking shit beneath the Israelis' feet. Fuck Israel. That's the cry across this fucking land. So they got to have this controlled opposition acting like there's somebody there speaking for us. This fucking cunt don't speak for me. Neither does the other cunt or any of these fucking communists. You cannot take fuck from me without due process of the law and give to your fucking Israeli fucking masters. They're not my masters, motherfucker. I'm autonomous. I live under the fucking law of the fucking Bill of Rights, ratified December 15th, 1791 by we the people. Not like your fucking constitution, ratified by your fucking lackeys. Not by the people. It is not a law that is applicable to the people. We never consented to it. I was very pleased we fully funded the Iron Dome. I'm sure you were, you treasonous son of a bitch, and other Israeli missile defense programs, which historically were never controversial. No, people just finally figuring out who these son of a bitches are. We're at the final fucking stages when they're taking the last of everything we fucking have. You've destroyed our fucking industry in this fucking country and moved it to fucking China. You dirty, filthy kike motherfuckers are gonna pay. And I know that, oh, there's good, you know, the line of Jacob and the line of Isaac and all this fucking, fuck you. You better get yourself sorted out and you better start shooting these motherfuckers. Cause we're not gonna fucking go through there trying to pick the pepper out of the fucking, fly shit. We're gonna destroy the fucking problem so it never fucking becomes a problem again to our fucking progeny. We're gonna be free. We're gonna live under our law. And all people that break that fucking law are going to pay. Lebanon said, unfortunately, in recent years, leading voices in... Oh, yeah, we did that. Israeli Iron Dome... Okay, where were we here? Opposing our strong friend in Israel... I ain't going to do it because Katie will just get me if I say, what the fuck, dude? What do we need that piss hole in the fucking sand for anyway? But then... Katie will come on and tell me because it's the only democracy. Fuck democracy. We're not a democracy. We were fucking founded as a fucking republic. And then through fucking criminal actions, a fucking corporation was created to replace that republic. Neither one fucking ratified by we the fucking people. Neither one we give consent to. We got the right to get rid of your ass anytime we're ready to enforce that fucking Bill of Rights. And I'm fucking ready. I don't know about the rest of you. Our strong Israel, friend Israel, and entirely defensive. They're firing at the... Why are them fucking Palestinians firing the bottle rockets at you? Because you're bombing the Gaza Strip with fucking goddamn phosphorus bombs? Well, that's supposed to be in violation of international law, like the COVID shot, you know, like the COVID experiment. You know, COVID doesn't exist. Like the fucking experimentation with fucking biological kill weapons. They're trying to call a vaccine, but they know it ain't, so they can't. You know, the goddamn gene therapy. Or the fucking DNA therapy. Defensive weapons systems like Iron Dome created to protect civilian population centers. No. created to protect the fucking dirty kike Zionist fucking Talmud living motherfuckers that are fucking the scourge of this fucking planet by its fucking servants over here in our country. The son of a bitches that are fucking holding our government in fucking goddamn as hostage right now with fucking barbed wire and Constantina wire and fucking fencing and fucking troops. That's who this is. Lebanon also was able to secure language in the NDAA to increase U.S.-Israel cooperation on missile defense, including direct energy. Also, we're going to build something else for these motherfuckers to kill the peoples around them, the peoples in the other fucking Middle East states, to get rid of their sovereignty, because there can only be one fucking leader, and the rest of you are going to be cattle. You're going to be cattle to these fucking kike pieces of shit who never fought for themselves once in their whole fucking career as a fucking scumbag fucking organization that they are. Fuck your Khazarian ass. Get your fucking shit on and let's go. You fuckers. How many people have they had killed in their name? Why? They just threw fucking duplicity and the slimy fucking lies. How many? How many are we going to allow to die on this planet to those miserable little motherfuckers before we fucking do something about them? It is my hope, he said, that soon Iron Dome will be supplemented by Iron Beam, an even more powerful version of the current defense system. See, now, service language, U.S. Is the U.S. in it? No, the U.S. is building this to be handed over. Those motherfuckers aren't smart. They're just fucking, they're unbelievably deceptive and evil. They have no conscience. That's their strongest suit. They don't build shit. They ain't built shit. Everything that's there that they have has been handed to them by the fucking lapdogs over here in the United States that we have allowed to do it. It is my hope, he said, that soon Iron Dome will be supplemented with Iron Beam, an even more powerful version of the current defense system. These fuckers are nothing but offensive. They are fucking constantly crossing borders with their fucking planes, going into Syria and on fucking bombing Saudis. Have they declared war on Syria, and for what fucking cause? Oh, because they want their fucking goddamn water. They want their goddamn timber. They want their goddamn land. They want the whole fucking Middle East so they can have the old Ottoman Empire as the new Empire of Zion. Fuck you, you'll never do it, Napoleon. Keep on a-pushing and you're going to hit the fucking snow. In addition to missile defense, Congress authorized more than $6 million for joint U.S.-Israeli cybersecurity initiatives. Who are we a sovereign fucking country anymore, people? We don't have no goddamn borders. And evidently Israel's running the goddamn show here. Did you vote any Israelis in? You wouldn't know it, would you? Because they're the only son of a bitches that can serve in this fucking government as dual citizens holding dual passports. And their loyalty is to fucking Israel. You're just fucking a soulless fucking animal to be put in the meat grinder for money or fucking land or any other fucking resource these pricks wants. Cybersecurity projects conducted in tandem with the Department of Homeland Security, private companies, nonprofit groups, academic institutions, and other government agencies are eligible to obtain the grant money as long as they are directly engaged in a related program with Israel. It's just like sanction. You know, our people, as an individual, I have the right to fucking boycott anybody I fucking want, and I cannot be fucking goddamn punished for it in any fucking way, especially using the resources of the United States of America that fucking belong to me, you motherfuckers. You were to be a servant, and oh, now you've stepped up, and you're going to do what we tell you. Fucking come and make me do it, you motherfucker. You come and make me do it. We're waiting on your asses. Why? What the fuck? When we're sick of listening to your fucking bullshit fucking threats, and we're sick of your fucking kike buddies over there across the fucking ocean, and you want hell broke loose, you're fixing to get it. You're fixing to get it. ADL demands Fox News censor comic casting Soros as a puppet master Fox News dutifully complies. Here's your fucking Fox News for you. Well, see, you see, what they've been trying to do is they've been trying to take over the fucking all broadcasting on the internet. They got the big bucks so they can kick other people's, you know, out of the band, take their bandwidth away from them. That's why they set up that last bunch of shit. And see, it's all fucking milquetoast motherfucking fucker Carlson shit where they talk around the edge of the fucking lie. And then they fucking affirm the lie, just like having the guy on there telling you that the world population is fucking dropping and it's because of that COVID-19 doesn't exist vaccine that is a fucking biological weapon that is doing it. And then as soon as the podcast is over, this guy has showed fucking evidence. They have collected evidence of this truth. And then fucker Carlson turns around and tells you, but we would recommend that you take the fucking poison. That's your Fox for you. That's the fucking idiots that listen to it. See, this is from Information Liberation. Again, it was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Jonathan Greenblatt's OI, Anti-Defamation League, on Wednesday demanded Fox News. Demanded! Here's these motherfuckers from another country demanding what we do in our fucking country. Oh, but they're our fucking buddies. They're your buddies, motherfucker. And there's only five of you and there's 500 million of us. You better fucking start thinking about that. We'll see about what you fucking want and what we fucking want. Wednesday demanded Fox News takedown. Under what a fucking authority did you demand, you fucking kike? You foreign son of a bitch? You foreign unregistered foreign agent? For a fucking foreign government hell bent on the destruction of my country? How did you get the authority to fucking demand a Fox News? Oh, you're going to cut off the fucking mammon? You're going to punish them if they do not fucking censor the fucking speech? They do not violate the highest law of this land in violating the fucking clauses in the first article of the fucking Bill of Rights, you know, the fucking people's law? Ratified by we the people. December 15, 1791. Highest law in this fucking land and we are going to enforce it and you're going to die. You've declared war on our fucking rights. That's what the fucking King George did. King George III did. And you're going to get the same thing that son of a bitch got, only we're going to clean this whole goddamn mess up. The peoples of the world are sick of you motherfuckers. We're sick of not being able to live our fucking lives in peace and fucking harmony and fucking just to fucking feel good and be left alone. You have fucking pushed too far. And when the pushback comes, don't be surprised when it's a goddamn shove like you ain't never seen on this fucking planet. As we have told at Fox News numerous times, casting a Jewish individual as a puppet master, oh, he's just because he's Jewish. So Soros financed goddamn Bergadusho that down there, you know, in fucking down there by St. Louis in Missouri. The fucking riots and stuff. Remember when he got sued because he didn't pay the fucking communist provocateurs that he sent there? This motherfucking Jew cocksucker. Is that why he can't be arrested for fucking trying to trying to get us at fucking war, trying to fucking tear our country apart? And he said he's going to do it. He is. I've seen the goddamn video. It will do it through the currency. And you wait and see, you old fucking kike. You fucking old piece of shit. Casting a Jewish individual. Hey, fuck, man, this has been anybody else. I mean, you could take a goddamn any American, and it don't matter what color they are, what creed they are, what religion they are, and you can piss all over them on a goddamn, oh, it's just a joke. But you don't say nothing about this motherfucker is an active fucking goddamn agitator, just like Trotsky. He's no fucking different. And he should have been arrested a long fucking time ago. And the people, instead of this, they should be asking, why ain't that motherfucker been hung yet? For trying to instigate a revolution in our fucking country. This Jewish piece of shit. Individual as a puppet master who manipulates national events. Well, what the fucking... You have, on your own goddamn broadcast, shown it. In your own writings, you've shown it. You've shown him doing these things. But you just can't, oh, when you find out who you can't confuse, who you can't fucking criticize, you know who's running the fucking show, don't you? We got to get rid of these motherfuckers, people. You want fucking goddamn freedom and liberty and goddamn life and happiness and the pursuit of happiness? Then you got to get rid of these son of a bitches. George Soros is at the top of the fucking list. National events for margin, for Maligan, purposes conjures up long-standing anti-Semitic, troops or tropes about Jewish power. You telling me if Jewish power doesn't exist, you think I'm a fucking retard? You're gonna tell anybody in this goddamn country Jewish power? They have passed people, and they're not saying anything about it, but it's being paid. You're paying a $38 billion straight up goddamn tax to the government of fucking Israel, who has no authority to tax you. In the first place, this cocksucking government has no authority to tax the free individual sovereign national. But now they got the fucking Jew doing it. Hey, we're gonna directly tax the goyim. You're gonna see, you motherfuckers. You're gonna be, the streets are gonna be lined with your bodies hanging from goddamn lampposts, you motherfuckers. And we don't care who in the fuck sees it. Because everybody on this fucking planet knows what you are and what you do and what you have done in the past. You've been kicked out of 190 fucking countries, and I don't see how you've kept from being wiped off this fucking planet up to now, but it's fucking past time, in my opinion. Contributes to the normalization of anti-Semitism. Fuck you. There's anti-everything. I can hate anybody I want. And like I said, and nobody taught me to hate the Jews. The Jews taught me to hate the fucking Jews through their actions and their deeds. The ADL tweeted, the Anti-Defamation League, more fucking unregistered fucking foreign agents working in this goddamn country in the Queen's fucking courts. See, the Queen's gave them fucking leave to use the fucking goddamn Queen's fucking admiralty courts for their fucking purposes of trying to make a communist nation that can be controlled by the fucking Chinese so that they can sit at the top and act like they're fucking gods. Well, I'll tell you what, you're going to think you're fucking God when we shove your fucking ass down your own toilet, you bitch. This needs to be removed. The Fox News did as they were told and deleted the post on both Facebook and Instagram just hours later. So I guess you people know you're going to go along with this. Fox is fucking being controlled by the fucking Jews, by the ADL. And then free. What does Tucker Carlson always say? Free and uncensored. Really, Tucker? You little fucking punk, you shill fucking Jew-loving piece of shit. We'll be right back, guys.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:42 Pacific Time, and of course that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Fucking Jungle. And that's what you're about to run into here. You see, at the same time that replenishing the fucking Israeli fucking munitions so that they can kill fucking the Arabs, they're planning an invasion into fucking Iran. I mean, doesn't that bother you any at all? Fucking aggressors. They are occupiers. They are goddamn international criminals. Plain and fucking simple. And they're operating inside this country in direct violation of our fucking law. The people's fucking law. Not that fucking slimy fucking constitution. That rag shit piece of fucking nothing. Unfucking ratified by we the people. No consent. We do not consent. CNBC, Kramer declares government has a right to force you to obey. Oh, do ya? Well, get to exercising your fucking right, motherfucker, and I'll exercise mine, and we'll see who rules who. This is from Summit News, sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches World Report. Galen's been busy today. From the Trenches World Report.com for discussion. CNBC Mad Money host Jim Cramer has taken his personal vaccine mandate zeal a step further by declaring, who the fuck are you? Come here and declare it to me to my face, you little motherfucker. Who are you? You have your 911 balls in your fucking hand with your fucking 911. And come get me some balls over here. I run my mouth and I'm about to get my ass kicked. Hurry. That's all you fucking punks are. You speak for yourselves only. So quit saying we, the people, or anybody else. Show the motherfuckers to me. Declaring to his audience that the government has the right to force you to obey. Fucking give it a go. Kramer made the statement on Twitter. Government has a right to force you to obey and has always exercised it, especially under GOP. Needless to say, the backlash was swift. And this is some of the tweets that came from this. I missed the right to force you to obey in the Constitution, but got off. See, here's this another here's first person. Fuck, you don't like it. He knows it's bullshit. It ain't the Constitution. Get your fucking terminology right. The Bill of Rights was the right, was the fucking supreme law of this land before it was ever attached to that fucking unlawful document. Constitution, but go off. Governments, and this is the next comment, governments do not have rights. Only individuals have rights. Rights emerge from properties inherent to the existence. Their source is our humanity. And they are fundamental to the nature of our being. Rights cannot be granted by government because they pre-exist all governments, and they always have. I mean, logic. Oh, goddamn, they hate that fucking logic, don't they? You came out as a fascist a while ago, but I guess this is a more blatant way of admitting it, is the next comment. Of course you're a fucking fascist. If you want to be, what they're wanting to do, all these, you know, people bitching about fucking, like, you know, we took a bunch of articles down a week or so ago. And that same cocksucker, you know, it keeps fucking trying to get comments through. And like the first one, how come you didn't get that guy's comment? Like he was somebody else, like I'm not, he don't even understand how the fucking thing works. But what they want is they want to homogenize the fucking internet, the information on the fucking internet. Make it just like the mainstream propaganda controlled. So that when somebody, the fucking Zionist Jews tell somebody to take something down, it's took fucking down. You see. And then these assholes, because all they do is just fucking go around with telephones recording the fucking treachery, not doing a goddamn thing about it, to see they'd be selling their fucking goddamn videos to these guys, to Fox News and stuff, if they controlled the whole fucking internet and there was nothing like the fucking trenches, the behemoth that it is, in their fucking way. That's why they want rid of it. You can't do it as long as we're here, and we ain't going. You've tried starving this out, didn't work. You've tried every fucking trick in the fucking book, ain't fucking worked yet. We are free, individual, sovereign nationals, and by God, we can say any fucking thing we want to. It is our goddamn right under our fucking law. My grandparents were sent to work, and I don't know what and I guess it should say extermination camps, Jimbo. It was legal. The government had a right, in quotation marks, to force them to obey. They stole their guns first. Whatever that means. I don't know if you're talking about the Russians fucking exterminating 60 to 100 million fucking Christians in the goddamn gulags. I guess you're right. And every gulag had a fucking rabbi as the fucking warden. All it took was little fuckers like you gladly opening the cattle door, car doors for them and doing the dirty work. Actually, the U.S. is based, this is the next one. Actually, the U.S. is based on the principle of individual rights. Whoa, what did you just say? Oh, this person has to be stopped. They're talking about the truth and the law. Individual rights and the idea that the individual is the basic unit of moral and political value. Absolutely correct. Individuals deleted political power to, or delegated political power to the government. Actually, we did not. We didn't delegate them shit because the people never ratified that fucking constitution which created that fucking government. That would have been our consent and we didn't give it. And they fucking know it, so this is incorrect. To protect them. No, they ain't there to protect us. That wasn't the fucking idea. It was an organ to organize us to protect ourselves. We protect ourselves. We're armed ourselves. We are the goddamn army of this fucking country. The unorganized militia is the fucking ultimate fucking goddamn power in this country, and you better get used to the fucking idea, because your foot's already in the fucking jungle, you pricks. To protect them from institutions of force, opposite of your theory. Last one. Government had a right to do this. That's your position. And yours alone, you son of a bitch. You and the 12 to 20% going along with this think that money is going to fucking buy it. It's not going to do it. You can own all the fucking goddamn Hollywood. You can own all the goddamn newspapers. You can own the fucking internet. You can do everything. The truth's out. Everybody knows what you motherfuckers are. And they can judge you by your actions on a local level at this point in the ball game. We can see it just by walking out our door. You're not hidden anymore. What you fucking are is out in the fucking open. And the reason you were kicked out of 190 fucking countries has become blatantly clear to the people of this country. You are eating out our substance. Our people are living under bridges and fucking going hungry. Why we fucking buy missiles for you to kill fucking Arabs. Which is none of our goddamn business. We should, inside our borders, nationalize and get inside our fucking borders and tell the New World Order to fuck off. And if they don't want to fuck them off with some ICBMs. After we get rid of this fucking unlawfully created fucking corporation in violation of our 9th article of our supreme superior absolute law, ratified by we the people December 15, 1791. In a follow-up tweet, Kramer accused anyone who opposes government COVID doesn't exist, vaccine doesn't exist, mandates of being pro-polio. You pissant. You're a nothing motherfucker, man. You talk about, you're as insignificant as a fucking spider web on the fucking wall. If you were required to get the polio vaccine, this is more his shit, polio vax, 3 times in 1 year, and you still got polio, wouldn't you be asking questions too? That's being too nice about it, mister. Should have just told him to fuck off. What your autonomy? Let's talk about this just a little bit. The autonomy of the body. Now, you got a woman. She walks out into a fucking a dark parking lot. A man fucking seizes her body with no fucking authority to do so of any fucking kind. It's a kidnapping. And then he fucking inserts something inside of her body and pumps fucking genetic material into her. What's that called? That's called rape, ain't it? That's a violation of her body. All you communist women out there better be listening up. Because that's exactly what these cocksuckers and these fucking non-governmental motherfuckers think that they're going to do. What these Jew Zionist pricks think they're going to do. What is the fucking difference of seizing your body, sticking, instead of a dick, a fucking needle in your arm, and injecting you with something you do not want? You're talking about not only a rape, but the pain that goes along with it because, you know, fucking, sex that doesn't, conceive the passion hurts. This is like the ultimate vibe. This is something that everybody, if you don't look down on fucking rape, there's something wrong with your ass. But that's exactly there's no difference. Somebody's seizing somebody's body. And somebody is fucking putting something inside them that they do not want. And it's a fucking outrage when it's a rape. You try to convince anybody in goddamn prison or any fucking man out there that rape is okay. You ain't gonna do it. And you women that fucking are fucking advocating for you fucking Karens out there, you're advocating for the same, you're advocating for the legalization of rape because that's exactly what that fucking shot is. You are not voluntarily getting into bed with somebody. It's against your fucking will. You are being seized in violation of your fourth article right not to fucking be seized unless there has been a fucking filing from an individual in a fucking common law court against you in your individual capacity. And they still would never get it. How would you like to fucking go into a common law court and try to fucking justify rape? Wouldn't work out too good, and neither is your goddamn needle. It's not going to work out for you. The people know what you are. You have been fucking showing for what you are. And I know you've gone past the point of no return. I understand that. That's why all the goofy shit from you old fucking propagandists. Like I said, it's designed to piss you off so that your mind isn't working. The problem is just getting rid of this handful of little cocksuckers that are causing all the fucking problems. And getting rid of that little piss hole over in the fucking Middle East that is fucking behind it. That's where the fucking cabal, fucking the heads of the cabal are. And of course you have the fucking nation states of like Sweden, New Zealand, where they stash the fucking stolen fucking property from the rest of us and declare that we owe them more than the goddamn planet's worth, that they've already stolen every fucking thing that belongs to us. And it is thievery when you take from an American nation, when you take from anything that belongs to this fucking people of this country, it is theft. If you do not go through a common law court, it is theft, and it is fraud, and it is treason because you're doing it knowing that you are breaking the fucking law, that you are fucking violating this person's fucking body. These are natural goddamn rights. Until the federal government gets serious and starts requiring vaccinations nationwide, you better get used to more COVID variant freakouts. Oh, fuck you. There ain't nobody freaking out over this. People are just disgusted, that's all. Like we had last Friday, Kramer claimed, referring to the Black Friday market dip in response to hysterical reporting about the Omicron variant. Now, that's real kind of fucking funny, ain't it? How about the fucking sales were down because fucking people ain't got no goddamn money and you tripled the price of every fucking thing on the shelf? Oh no, that ain't what it is. It's just this virus thing. Every time they do something and their fuck up shines like a brand new penny. Well, it's COVID. It's that COVID thing. Well, your Omnicare is 0 + 0 = 0 because fucking COVID-19 doesn't fucking exist. Neither does any vaccine for it. That's what happened on fucking Black Friday. No, it ain't. People ain't buying nothing because they can't fucking afford it at three times the fucking price it was fucking not even 2 years, 3 years ago. And we ain't getting, we ain't making three times the money we were making 2 or 3 years ago. In fact, the people are getting less, and fucking the more of it's going to fucking foreigners you're bringing over here on them H-1B-1 visas. The they represent our sorrow. No good. All for, all our fault future. And it will keep being our fault until our leaders, no, not our leaders. We're our leaders, you stupid asses. That's what autonomy means. Look it up. It won't stop until our leaders, where's my leader so he can tell me what to do? You worthless son of a bitch. And it will keep being our fault until our leaders stop bending over backwards. They're not bending over backwards. They're bending over forwards, and they fucking like it right up the ass. Because that's where they're giving it to you, right up the fucking ass, because you're stupid enough to think that they fucking rule you instead of you ruling them. You can't fucking read at a third grade fucking level, evidently. Stop bending over backwards for the so-called non-conscientious objectors, Kramer added. You fucking come and you stop bending. You come over here and fucking bend me over, you motherfucker. I want you, you son of a bitch, Kramer. I want you to come and do it. I want you to come and fucking force a shot on me, you son of a bitch. Do it. Or shut your fucking mouth. Or get your goddamn balls. Go hire some balls, because you ain't got none. During the segment, Kramer also said he believes that the unvaccinated should be dragged into courts. We ain't going into your fucking common law. I mean, your fucking administrative admiralty courts. We know what they fucking are. You ain't going to drag us nowhere. You come at us, it's fucking war. You've already declared the war. You come at us, it's the bullets. It's the hot war. It's fucking lead, motherfuckers. Drag us in. Who's gonna drag us? You? You come, Kramer, get the fuck down here to fucking Chiloquin and drag me somewhere. Drag me fucking 2 fucking inches. I want to see it. You piece of shit. You communist dog shit eating motherfucker. During the segment, Kramer also said he believes that the unvaccinated should be dragged into courts and forced to defend their conscientious objector status. Well, we're going to drag you. We're going to go into court. When we take our common law courts, we're going to be taking you into fucking court, you motherfucker. And you're going to defend your violations of our fucking absolute fucking law ratified by we, the people, under our fucking personal jurisdiction, December 15th, 1791. You're going to explain your violations of that law that equate to goddamn sedition and treason. And you ain't going to be able to explain it, because there is no explanation, because there is no goddamn avenue for the violations you have committed, except for treason and sedition, which is going to be the charge against you, and you're going to hang, you motherfucker. He also blasted Biden's vaccine mandates as toothless. Oh my goodness. Arguing that they don't go far enough, and that he would like to see government. I'd like to see somebody with some balls do so. Pump your own balls up, buddy. Pump your own balls up and get out there and get to doing it, motherfucker. Let's see what you got. Besides a fucking mouth, because that's all you got's a fucking mouth. Government operating vaccine pushes through talk shows. Shove it up your ass. Here's a talk show talking to you. COVID-19 is a fucking lie. It's never been isolated. There is no such virus as fucking COVID-19. And there is no fucking vaccine for the no virus that doesn't fucking exist. Zero plus zero. You do it a tens of thousand times. Zero times 10,000 still equals fucking zero. Get it through your head. We're not fucking stupid. We can do simple math, and the older ones of us can even do complicated math. We haven't centralized the issue to the point where the White House actually seems to take responsibility. We'd see first was the CDC, then the FDA, non-governmental organizations controlled by the Zionist fucking Jews by their own admission, and by the fucking communist Chinese. The National Institutes of Health, again controlled by the same forces, mostly coordinating policy through talk shows. Well, do it! Quit fucking talking about it and do it, bitch! You fucking gutless little... He continued, then we left vaccination policy to individual companies. Individual, you mean corporations? You mean Kmart's going to come down and fucking make me take it back? Come on, Kmart. Come on fucking down. I got something for your ass. You better be, you think that fucking virus is fucking dangerous. It's got a 99.9 survival rate. This here has a fucking, what you're getting ready to try to do has a zero survival rate. You'll never get the vaccine in me and I'll kill as many as you, as I fucking can that try to fucking put it in me in violation of my fucking goddamn rights under the fucking law of my nation. My people's rights. Ratified by my people. And you are in violation. And you are trying to fucking subjugate me. And you're not gonna do it. Because like my ancestors at fucking goddamn Lexington and Concord, I will blow your fucking head off. You will not do it. And companies want to fucking try it. Man, I'll tell you what, you fuckers have got some comeuppance. When this shit breaks loose, I wouldn't want to be a corporation. Now it's toothless. OSHA going back and forth. OSHA is a fucking non-governmental piece of fucking shit. No fucking authority over any individual free sovereign national in this goddamn country. And to claim they have it or to try to exercise it is an act of war. Fourth, on what's allowed in factories. You want it just like back in the old days in England. Where the fucking, they burned people alive and they just whatever made the money. They didn't give a shit how many fucking people they killed. Killed little kids, sending them up fucking chimney sweeps. How many little children, slave children. And right there in jolly old England. They still hadn't gotten away from it. You sick son of a bitches. But nobody with any power saying, the frontline workers needs to be vaccinated. It's just plain wrong. No, it's just plain the fucking law, you cocksucker. You want to violate our law? You want to take our law away from us? Well, we got it with the end barrel of a gun. That's how it's, you're going to have to fucking take it to get on it. You think you've got what it fucking takes? Give her a go. We've got enough ammunition to wipe your ass clear off this fucking planet. We got enough to fucking conquer this goddamn planet. We have the largest army to ever exist on this fucking planet times 10. And not to mention the rest of the goddamn world is sick of your shit too. They know you want to kill them off too. And they're not going to just go out quietly. You're not just going to fool us. Oh, we'll fool them. We'll poke them with this thing. They won't even know. They'll just be dying. Oh, we don't know. It's gonna be, fuck you. We know who you are. We know what you are, you son of a bitch. It's just plain wrong. And most of us are sick of it. Well, most of you are not sick of it because you aren't the most. We're the fucking most. If you were the fucking most, you would already fucking done it. Now bring your fucking most on, bitch. Finally, he proclaimed that, quote, even as a vocal anti-vax minority, no. Have you done your count across this fucking country? See, I love the way they're a minority. You're the minority. 12 to 20%. Even as, all their fucking numbers come from fucking, surveys done of fucking registered voters. Fucking the majority of the people in this fucking country are not fucking registered to vote, are not consenting to any of this shit, and are not going to. They are going to blow your ass away. If you want to look at the fucking numbers, you better go look at the fucking gun purchases is what you better look at. You mouthing motherfucker, because that's all you got to mouth. Is always grabbing the mic. This charade must end. You goddamn right it must end, and it's fixing to. The government must require vaccinations. Give it a fucking go. I want to see my goddamn fucking employee, my subordinate, fucking require me to do any goddamn thing. And that violates the fucking highest law of this fucking land and my higher jurisdiction authority over the fucking this land than any fucking phony ass fucking government created by themselves. You were a handful then. That created an illegitimate government because it was never consented to by the people through ratification. Never. And it should have had to be a national referendum if it was going to be a fucking law in this land. And all this shit they're calling laws and guidelines, it's nothing. It's your fucking corporate policy under your Uniform Commercial Code, which is unlawful under the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights, the supreme, superior, absolute fucking law of this land. And you know it. They know that fucking, they've run into the fucking wall now. They understand it. That's why you see all this goofy shit, like I said, all this world we shit, and they're showing this piss ant here I've never fucking heard of. So I read this, so what? What are you gonna do? Get on it, bitch! Adding that not of this group or that group, not company by company. Your companies, your corporations have no goddamn authority over an individual free sovereign. They try claiming some fucking authority. That's an act of war, and they get their fucking asses shot. Got it? Not cruise ship by cruise ship, or airline by airline, or governor by governor, again and again and again. No authority. You have no Jewish jurisdictional authority. The only way jurisdictional authority can be gained over an American national is through the fucking process laid out in that fucking Bill of Rights, which is the common law for this goddamn country with the maximums and the fucking procedures. And you better have followed every fucking inch of that procedure. And when you file against me, you know what? I get a file back against you. I get a file against you for treason and fucking sedition, and we'll see if you're fucking, if under the law, the written, ratified law of this land, if your fucking argument holds up, or mine holds up and I gotta take a shot, or mine holds up and you're gonna hang out in front of the courthouse. We'll see. I'm ready. The buck must stop at the White House. Fuck you. Do you mean the communist occupied fucking White House? Shove it up your fucking ass, punk bitch. Is it any wonder no one watches these shows anymore? No, that's how the article ends, and that's good enough for me. I promise you another week of fucking the same shit next week. We'll be back on Monday at 12 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, just remember who you fucking are. Keep hardening yourself to the fucking what you're going to have to fucking do, because you're going to have to fucking do it. They're not just going to fucking leave. They're communists. You have to kill communists. You have to shoot them out. And this time we're going to destroy you. Not like Roosevelt, that fought a fucking world war to preserve international communism in violation of people's law of this land. That motherfucker's corpse should be dug up and fucking hung and let the dogs eat his fucking bones. And that is the word from the trenches. We'll see you Monday. Merry Christmas.
Cookies!